This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely wonderful Amanda Flanders.
It's me.
Here on Tuesday the 20th of April in the studio live.
Live.
I know.
Look at that.
It's just so unusual to have another live person in the studio.
Did you have some like a picture sat here for the last 7 months?
Exactly.
Or a mirror so you look like you wasn't by yourself.
Yeah, that's not nice. We've had a few more tweets in. Some answering the question that Amanda asked earlier about the thoughts on all the Zooming that's been going on. The lovely Susie Fish, Tropic Susie. I love Zoom networking and not having to drive anywhere, especially as I live in the middle of nowhere. I literally live on the White Cliffs of Dover. Blimey, that's France, isn't it? Just about. Yeah, no, absolutely right. There's pros and cons to everything, isn't there? I mean, it will be nice to get back out and meet people face-to-face again.
Yeah, I think it's that mixture, isn't it? Because, as you say, it gives you those people that don't want to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to a meeting or out to late, and you can do it online, but still to be able to do, you just can't beat face-to-face meeting at the end of the day.
That's true.
You know, a lot of people I think will lose their social skills if this goes on much longer.
And you can't get free sandwiches and stuff, bacon sandwiches and stuff, when you're at home and on Zoom.
Exactly. You know, your full English breakfast. Who bothers to cook the full English breakfast for themselves when they're home by themselves?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a
tweet from Construction Expo. They've got an event, How to Be an Outstanding Exhibitor, and it's free. It's a free training event. Get the visitors you want to stop at your stand. Effective exhibitor marketing. Network with other exhibitors. Learn essential steps before, during and after the exhibition. And this event is taking place on Tuesday the 25th of May, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And you can book your place free. That's no charge, no cost, totally free, by going to Construction Expo UK. .co.uk constructionexpouk.co.uk. What you got, man?
Well, I'm just looking. Let's do an email because I can't find any tweets at the moment.
Okay.
So I have one here, a short one. Yeah, because that was a very long one, the other one. Kenwood Trust, the e-commerce element of the Kenwood Place website has now gone live, allowing the public to book in experiences or purchase our merchandise directly with us. You can view the main website here, kenwoodplace.co.uk, or the specific shop page is kenwoodplace.co.uk/shop. Now, you know what we need to do?
What's that?
They do the alpaca walks.
They do.
And Lucy absolutely loves alpacas.
Well, we'll have to take her.
So I think we need to take her for an alpaca walk. It's great, all the different things they're doing down there now.
Yeah, let me tell you some of the things they do once they're fully open again. As Amanda says, there's the alpaca walks. There's also the woodland walks. Frisbee golf.
Frisbee golf.
Frisbee golf. Give it a go. It's really good fun.
Is it more exciting than normal golf?
In my book, yeah.
Yes.
And I can do frisbee golf. I'm not so good at ordinary golf. Yeah, frisbee golf, archery, and a whole range of other things. Have a look at the new website. Give us a shout out, Amanda, for the website address again.
It is kenwoodplace.co.uk.
You can find out all the events that's happened there and book your place to go along. And I do believe they're going to have food, drink, snacks available outdoors while that's allowed as well.
Yeah, I mean, slowly things are beginning to open again now, so it's not too much longer before restaurants and everything can allow people inside, which is good because it's nice that you can eat outside. But at the moment, the weather is not really up for it, is it?
It's a bit chilly.
It is a little bit chilly at night time. It's quite nice during the day when the sun's out. It's quite warm, but it's, you know, it's still like 4 degrees at night. So I don't fancy sitting outside just at the moment.
Absolutely.
But it's lovely down there, and it's such a serene place at Kenwood, isn't it? It's
absolutely
beautiful.
Deborah Turner's just tweeted, says she couldn't listen live, but she's looking forward to catching up with the show later on. Absolutely, Deb. It will be up on the catch up listen again at about 3:10, and it will be there forevermore. Show number 525.
525?
Yeah.
That's almost like a special number.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's better than 424 or 426, isn't it? Because it's 425 or something.
What?
I'll tell you what, read an email.
I'll read an email.
Yeah.
Dovecot Dreams. Is it Dovecot or Dovecote?
All depends how posh you are.
Dovecote. They've cut. Dreams do come true. The Castle Western Hangar becomes the only wedding venue in Kent to offer intimate ceremonies in a dovecot. Is it dovecot?
Dovecot. Blimey, that will be intimate in a dovecot, won't it?
Well, just you and the bride, I should imagine. Not you and the bride. The groom and the bride.
Okay. And a, and a pigeon, presumably.
And a pigeon. No, a dove.
Dove.
From September 2021, the Castle Western Hangar. Why is it not the Western Hangar Castle?
I don't know. That's weird, isn't it?
Why have they done it that
way? We all know it as Western Hangar Castle.
Yeah. The Castle Western Hangar has recognised that whilst most of their clients want large and elaborate weddings, some couples want to choose tiny weddings with less than 10 guests. Well, that's all they can do at the moment. Yeah. And want, and some want to elope. Or some just want to elope.
Go for it.
Emma Clark, head of marketing at Glow Events, said, to host intimate weddings, we've teamed up with Elope, who launched in October 2020 to create specialist mini weddings at the Castle Western Hangar. Excitingly, from September 2021, to help ensure elopements are even more intimate and magical, we have agreed to extend our license to marry into a previously unused area of the castle. The dovecot is stunning. Sam Lloyd, founder of Elope, said, we are delighted to be working with Glow and thrilled that couples wanting to scale back their guest list who are looking for an out-of-the-box location for legal aspects of their wedding will now be able to say, I do, in the hidden dovecot. It's been hidden as well because nobody can find them. Where's the wedding? We don't know. Sam continued, the dovecot is one of the most private, romantic and beautiful areas of the castle, lovingly restored by the previous owner. It enables couples to start their special day in a unique space, better suited for smaller celebrations, offering them a blank canvas to create the perfect atmosphere. The unique dovecot will be available for intimate weddings from September 21. So there you go, something different.
Good, sounds good. And Western Hangar Castle is a beautiful place, down there near Folkestone, overlooking the English Channel.
It's lovely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there you go.
Do you know what? I think it's time to hear from our next guest.
Is it time for Alison already?
It's time for Alison. Let's join Alison Palmer.
Wow, this is a bittersweet moment for me. We've got Alison Palmer, Development Manager of the FSV Kent and Medway, with us today. Alison's been on the show many times over the years, but this is probably the saddest time for me because Alison's moving on. And we're going to all miss her dreadfully because she's been such a stalwart pillar of the business community, the small business community in Kent and Medway. Alison, it's a pleasure to see you, even under these circumstances. I hope you will.
Oh, cool. Nice to see you too. I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me on.
Cool. What I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, is kind of review your time with the FSV Kent and Medway and then look at where we're going from here. So you kind of joined about 7 years ago, I think.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I bet you're one of the first people I met, actually, Paul, probably at a Bank of England round meeting. Do you remember those?
I do.
And I remember meeting you then, and you were talking about Business Bunker, although I think I knew about Business Bunker from Kent County Council. But yes, right, it was 7 years ago, which is, maybe it's 7 year itch, I don't know. But there we are, 7 years ago, joined, and I kind of knew that members wanted a bit more networking.
Yeah.
Wasn't actually that much kind of stuff going around that was driven by FSB and by the volunteers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was kind of a bit of a new world to me, but there are certain people like yourself who had such great ideas that we kind of got up and running and started to do stuff, really, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me, I think that was the start point of making the FSB, if I may say so, so much more relevant. Now, I've been an FSB member for 20 odd years.
And you're only 25 yourself.
I know. It was a christening present. I've been an FSB member for a long, long time. One of the things I really appreciated when you came on board is you really did engage locally, and that for me that was a big thing. Big thing, but not least of which because it tied in with our ethos on the Bunker Show. But I just felt that, you know, members meeting each other, you know, and this all sounds like sucking eggs now, doesn't it? Because there's a gazillion networking meetings now.
Oh, absolutely.
But back then, it wasn't a thing, really. And there were
no, it actually wasn't. And it's really, the whole landscape is so different now from what FSB does. But what I always liked, and I still like, about the FSB, it's not for profit, which I think is quite interesting. So the membership money goes in to keep the organisation running and to make some really good benefits, a good benefit package for all those members. But it's volunteer-led.
Yeah.
So actually, there's only about 200 staff nationwide who look after 165,000 members.
Right.
And it's those members who get engaged and who do stuff. And so it was that element of actually, well, what if you're a member of the FSB, then what do you want to do? What interests you? What is it that you need? What do you want more of? Because actually, as much as the FSB is a lobbying and a campaign organisation, loads of members don't want to do that.
Sure.
They want to leave that to the experts and to the policy geeks who know the legislation and understand IR35, and they want to go and talk to the ministers. That's a tiny proportion of our membership as a whole. The rest of the membership actually want to go out and raise the profile of their own business. They want to see what's happening locally. They want to get to know other small businesses so that they can work together or collaborate or pitch together on projects. They want to feel part of a local community. So it was listening to all of that and understanding all of that. And now I'm looking at my handover notes on the screen behind me. And we've got, and it's because of the members, we've got about 10 different projects.
Right.
In all kinds of things, because members are interested in it. And the wonderful thing is, as the volunteers, they give their time free.
Yeah.
They absolutely, so all the work streams, and you will have talked about them a fair few times on Business Bunker, and people will see it on Twitter and whatnot. We have done so much over the years with the fabulous Deborah Turner, just supporting women in business.
Yeah.
That was basically, and people say, well, why do we need to do that? Well, we still need to do that because actually just in equality and diversity, that's a very good place to start. We know from our research, I've said it a million times, if you support women in getting into business and being successful, that'll bring an extra like £10 billion to the economy. Absolutely. Yeah. And now we've got so much of that networking in Kent and across the whole UK.
Yeah.
That's only one example of the kind of work streams. And it's because the members realise, oh, I see, I can get involved and then I can drive this activity.
Yeah.
And they can support other members and they can raise their profile and they can get involved and they can do stuff.
Absolutely. And, and it's interesting as well, isn't it? As you say, that member volunteer-led thing, in Kent, here in Kent, we're very lucky because we've got members that have volunteer roles at right up to national level. So the lovely Deb Turner, I've lost count of how many roles she's got. She's head of FSB Women. She's head of FSB Ethnic Minority Board.
Yeah, she started she kind of joined as an FSB area. No, she joined as champion for women. And we kind of just made that up in Kent. We were like, you know what? We need somebody who's just going to say women in business are great. And Deborah was like, yep, I'm on for that. So she joined as that. And then she became a volunteer area leader for Kent, but still did a lot of championing women in business. Then she became a national volunteer for women in business. And now she does that as well as being a Southeast regional policy chairperson. So Deborah does absolutely loads, you're right.
There's
Zoe Cairns.
Yes. Who I think
we spoke to Zoe
last week about this.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we finally found something that we know fits with Zoe, because we've kind of done some different stuff with her over the years, but then this opportunity came up and I put her name forwards for this new role, which is, again, a volunteer. So Zoe's just going to use her knowledge and give it to the FSB and help support small businesses. And her role is a national lead for digital and tech. So that's absolutely brilliant.
Right.
We've got Emma Fairclough-Haynes from Orchard Employment Law, who is now recently, she's joined as an area leader alongside Tracy Westall from Pecunia Limited. So we've got such brains and drive in the pair in Kent like that. There's people like yourself, Paul, you know, our little Skills 3030 project that's had over 2,000 people taking part.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. And of course, we mustn't forget Dave Millen. Dave is a Kent member, but he's actually lead for the Southeast region, is that right? Or chair?
That's right. So David Millam, so he's a broker for small businesses. So he's got such a great understanding of what it is that financially small businesses need. And he, like yourself, he's been an FSB member over the years, and he was part of the regional chair, but we've had such kind of different changes internally, if you like, in that sort of format and setup. But now David is the Southeast regional chair. I think, to be honest, he's been such an amazing supporter. Literally, I can go to him and say, the members want to do this, or we're really interested in that. And it could be something like, this was quite good few years ago when we did a conference about mental health in the workplace. And David Millam straight away said, yes, I support that 100%. Go and do whatever you need to do. Right. And he's been such a brilliant, solid supporter behind the scenes, just kind of championing that and helping things get through the system. You know, there's always forms to fill in, paperwork to do, and people to convince. But David Millam has always been such a brilliant he's helped, like, very quietly and kind of very steadfastly supporting the Kent team to really develop and grow and just try things out. And I think that's what we've been really good at over the years. When we've spotted something, whether it's a trend or an opportunity or an idea, and people like David have just gone, yeah, do it. The Kent and Medway Summit, that was just a little idea of saying, hang on a minute, there's not really a great big conference for Kent. Where we can really bring people together who wouldn't usually meet in the same place. So that could be a chief exec of a large firm, as well as a sole trader, as well as the chief exec of a county council, or someone from Highways England. We just chucked them all in the same place. And so that's been another one where we're like, well, let's try it and see what happens. But I know they're planning for the fourth summit now for next January.
Absolutely. And the Kent Business Summit, the Kent and Medway Business Summit, is 4 years old now, I believe. And
You're right.
Even with the pandemic, they, you know, they managed to stage it as a virtual event. But it's very quickly become a mainstay of the Kent business calendar. Because it is such a powerful conference in partnership with the University of Kent. And as you say, there's just it's the only opportunity I know for people from all sectors of the economy, including government, to actually get together and talk to each other. One of the beauties of that from the very get-go, from the very first one, is how people that you didn't expect, I didn't expect, to engage in the way they did. And what I mean by that, it was, there was a recognition amongst the powers of be of a lot of the issues that face small businesses. And I was surprised by that, because I didn't think they'd understand that. But they did. Yeah. And not only did they do that, they were more than willing to talk about it. So for me, you know, for me, that was one of the triumphs of that whole summit, and the fact that the FSB pulled that together. So, you know, I love it. Let's talk about some of your other pioneering things. I think it's fair to say the flagship one that we're most proud of is Schools 3030 program.
I love Schools 3030. Wasn't it just such good fun? Sometimes quite terrifying when you get into a school. So the whole thing, I'm sure everyone knows it, but Skills 3030 was basically to get 30 businesses into a school to meet 30 students and for them to network. And for the, so we did like a bit of presentation, a bit of networking separately. And then I like kind of compare it to Blind Date. Do you remember about that TV show? We'd be in two separate classrooms, wouldn't we? So there'd be 30 students in one classroom having a talk about the world of work, maybe running your own business, how to make a good impression in an interview, that sort of thing. And we'd have 30 businesses in another room talking about how to recruit a young person, or how to hire an apprentice, or how to make your company more attractive for the young person to join. And then we'd throw, I like throwing people all together, then we'd throw these 60 people all into a school hall usually, and literally make them talk to each other 4 minutes each person, move along, talk to someone else.
Absolutely. And
I think we tried it a couple of times, and then we finally kind of nailed down the format, and it worked. And we just kept getting it. And I'm saying we, because it was you driving it basically, with myself, and Louisa Felsted was amazing, wasn't she? From
Lee Absolutely, Academy. Yeah.
So helpful. We just kept getting invited back to other schools, and we kept getting so many businesses saying, oh, I'll take part. I'll come and give a couple of hours of my time.
Yeah.
Which was absolutely brilliant. And it just kept kind of generating really positive stories. So Mark Parrin from Kent Supported Employment, he would come along sometimes, wouldn't he? And he'd do a talk about what KSE offers for an employer, which is a brilliant offering, and everyone should have a look at Kent Supported Employment. It's on the Kent County Council website. And I remember Mark saying once, after a couple of the workshops, he said, oh, no, Alison, it's great. We've had quite a few employers hiring people with additional needs because they talked about it through Skills 3030. And so, oh, my God, this is really working. This is that people are making these connections and really positive outcomes are happening. So I think we had 2,000 people.
Yeah, I was going to say, just while we were talking about people getting involved, we also got LinkedIn involved. Ralph, I can't remember his surname.
Ralph Mayers, lovely
Ralph
chap.
Ralph Mayer, yeah. And LinkedIn came along to a lot of our events and explained how to use LinkedIn as a student.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the funny, we launched it at the end of 2015. And it, like a lot of things, it took time to grow because we had to establish ourselves and we had to get the attention of schools and so on and so forth. And we got to the point at the end of 2019 when we had the biggest calendar lined up for 2020 that we'd ever had. And of course, none of it happened because the pandemic struck.
And then we had so many conversations trying to figure out, right, how can we carry on with it? Because we had businesses booked ready to come.
Yeah.
Like, no, lockdown. Yeah. And then, okay, let's try and do it virtually. Mm. And, oh, my God, we had a school figuring out how on earth we could have, like, 30 different laptops with different URLs for people to join in and all the businesses would have to do. I had conversations with our legal team about the GDPR requirements of sharing business. It was like, oh, we were really desperately trying to figure it all out, weren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
There was another lockdown and we couldn't do that one either.
Which is sad. But I think it'll come back with a vengeance once we are out of this properly. Because, as you said, it's now established itself. And so many schools use us as one of their main career tools.
And do you know what, Paul, as well? We figured out the format and it did take some kind of trial and error, didn't it, of testing it out. But that whole format, the two-hour format, so you have the two different groups in separate classrooms and then you get them all together. We nailed that down so that it worked so nicely that then our London team loved the idea and they took it to, do you remember the Harris Foundation? What's the Harris Federation?
Lord Harris, yeah.
Lord Harris of Peckham did an opening speech at the first Skills 3030 in London as well. So we generated this thing and it's portable and movable. So anyone else listening can absolutely take this idea up and use that Skills 3030 shape and format to do that again. But it's absolutely going to be needed. Well, I spoke to Kent County Council probably middle of last year, actually about the Kickstart scheme, because the whole thing was really about how small businesses, you're going to need extra staff at some point. Why not employ a young person? That was really the foundation of it, wasn't it? And when the Kickstart scheme happened, somebody, a business actually based in Tunbridge Wells, said, yeah, but are there going to be enough young people to fill the demand? And Kent County Council said, unfortunately, yes, the unemployment figures had doubled in that year. Young people leaving college or sick form or what have you, and they're just not being those jobs available to them. Now, I think in that recovery, as we re-emerge, as lockdown's easing, businesses not bouncing back, but they're going to, you know, reformat, reshape and restructure. There's absolutely going to be a need for those small businesses to get a young person in the doors and to be part of their team. So the Skills 3030 will make an absolutely natural way that those businesses can figure out locally, where's that talent? Make those connections with those local schools.
Absolutely. And funny enough, the two sides of that program that really make the value to it are, obviously, you've got Generation Z. If you want to feel old, that's young people born after the year 2000
that are currently
entering the workforce.
That one's in the Great British Bake Off and thing, isn't they? that generation now?
So not only are they learning about the world of work and the world of careers and how to get a job and meeting employers, but one of the benefits for me is for employers to actually start to understand what the next generation of workers want from their job. And there's a lot of, you know, we all want, you know, a gazillion pounds and to only work an hour a week, but it is important to know what inspires someone to come and work for you.
Absolutely. And I think actually some of our research and other organisations looking at the skills arena and what the young people want, it's not only the money, It's actually, as we all know, in the last year, everyone's had to work differently.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing, like, in kind of, you know, so many London commuters are saying, well, why am I going to commute anymore? I know I can work from home or the coffee shop or a co-working space.
Yeah.
But also, young people, it's not necessarily about the money. It's about the enjoyment of the job and the purpose behind it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you've got to offer them the whole package. If you want to have that younger generation with all their enthusiasm, drive, their fresh perspective, and you want to bring that into your business, you're going to have to really make sure that you're offering them the right sort of thing. And has your business got that, whether it's a global or a hyper-local attitude and stance? Yeah. And what are you doing, you know, kind of in a towards a carbon neutral world? I think the young people are going to be looking much more towards that in the jobs that they're picking up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're absolutely right. So 3030 is one of your many legacies in your time with the FSB.
Legacies, wow, that sounds really important.
Yeah.
I like that.
She's a legend. She's a legend. You know, you introduced a whole series of networking. You've got special interest groups, like we were talking about, Women in Business.
Another great one that Gemma's leading. Do you know, heard about that one? So it's around the diversity and inclusion. And Gemma's been leading roundtable discussions focusing on Black and minority ethnic businesses and what kind of support might they need if that's different to other people or not. She's already had some brilliant kind of conversations with businesses around that. And she's introduced them to the chairperson of the Conservative Party. Helen Grant, the MP, has joined in on one of those roundtable meetings. Mm. And actually from that, people have been joining in just saying, how can I be, a better employer? Yeah. How can I actually reach out, whether that's young people or Black and minority ethnic or hidden disabilities?
Yeah.
How can I be a better employer? So Gemma's leading on that work stream, which is doing really well. And, you know, we started it in Kent, but I know that nationally, people are saying, well, this is a really good format. Why don't we just try this in other parts of the country?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. Those special interest groups serve a much wider purpose, but they're a great catalyst for launching different things. And I'm a great supporter of those because I think it's important that, you know, people feel comfortable and people feel supported and people feel that their unique issues can be shared with other people that same shared unique issues. So I think all of those things are great innovations that have mostly started in Kent and then have started to move out into the wider FSB world. And of course I also owe you a great deal of thanks because you were one of the main movers behind getting the FSB to support the Business Bunker radio show. and we are incredibly proud to be supported by the FSB in Kent and Medway on the Bunker Show, and we think that, you know, for us it works really well. It's very symbiotic in terms of, you know.
Oh, absolutely. What the Bunker do and what you and Jules do and all of your other co-presenters is it so chimes with kind of FSBs, and it's that sharing information, is that supporting, it's saying watch out for this legislation coming down the track, is connecting people, and you've got such, you know, you've got that going on in absolute spades. So it's silly not to support each other in that sense, isn't it?
And we really appreciate it, and we absolutely love working with the FSB on all the things that you do, and not just on the radio, but all the things you do. I mean, I was just looking today. I was doing some tweets, and we've got on the radio website, we've got a whole section dedicated to the FSB, and we pump out the stuff that you're doing. And there's like 20 webinars and online meetings and networking meetings happening in the next 5 weeks.
It's got crazy. So it got to the point where obviously so across the whole country we do a lot of different networking in all kinds of formats. You could do breakfast, lunch and dinner, you know, at some stages. And then what with lockdown happening, we went, well, everyone needs to stay connected. And there was a desperate need, wasn't there, just to know what's going on, to keep your profile out there as a business owner. We've got to the point, I think now, with FSB, you could take part in 60 events a week if you wanted online, honestly. Yeah. And that's covering everything. So I've seen something we've had about managing long COVID, so helping support your staff and what with HR and all the employment law around that. So long COVID, we've done stuff on Brexit. You could do things about your brand.
Yeah.
You could do stuff about your business model, all from your desk or from your phone or sitting in your car or sitting in your kitchen. your office or whatever. So it's up to 60 a week, which is pretty bonkers. I heard from our director of field staff, Karen, was giving us the stats. And apparently there was a comment that a member said, and I think he was based up north somewhere. So when all the lockdown happened and everything was moving online, he said, right, OK, well, I'll set myself on my own business target. I need to make 1,000 new contacts in a couple of months. And via FSBs and all the networking, he met 8,000.
Wow. Yeah.
But so the potential is out there if you really wanted to kind of get LinkedIn, raise your, you know, raise your profile, be seen. We had a lady actually from, oh, I can't remember where, maybe she was from Yorkshire, but she was just joining in all of the Women in Business Networking online that the FSB was offering. And she was like, no, I was in Devon yesterday. I'm in Kent today. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to Liverpool tomorrow. Because that's the amazing thing that's come out of this hideous lockdown situation. Yeah. Is that opportunity?
Yeah, and you're right, aren't you? That, you know, as with anything, there's always some positives somewhere. And in fact, there's been a few positives that have come out of that pandemic. Mm-hmm. And one of them is this move to doing things online. And although that can become a bit lonely at times, because obviously there's no personal contact, but it also spreads the net much wider than it normally would have done. You know,
absolutely.
I wouldn't meet half the people that I could meet in Kent and Sussex and Essex and Surrey by going to a networking meeting physically. But I can do it online. And that brings me to one of the other things that you pioneered that I think is fantastic, which is the volunteer meetings.
Oh, yes.
Where we have a volunteer roundtable.
Yeah, and that's pretty much, so we've got about 5,000 members in Kent.
Yeah.
And so the 5,000 members, it's 5,000 people running their own business. Mm. So whether, if they've got the time to engage with FSB, we are delighted, because we absolutely rely on that kind of, that grassroots, that frontline intelligence in all of our work and all of our lobbying work. But so what we started to do, and this was kind of, was it around lockdown? We just started to have volunteer catch-up meetings, didn't we? So that was people who basically who are a bit interested in what FSB does. They might not necessarily want to host a meeting, or, you know, like, say, the Wendy Flanagans and Sue Hainsby's or Peter Searles, those kind of people who put the time and effort into just hosting a meeting, you know, once a month or something. It's a fair amount of time and energy out of your working diary.
Sure.
Some people might say, I am interested in the local council's work and plans. And so people like Paul Baker from Wealden Properties, he's Sevenoaks based, but he'll sit on the West Kent Partnership meetings. Or Gemma joins the all-party parliamentary group, the APPG group, which is that cross-party group looking at women in enterprise. So volunteer group, and we were just having regular catch-ups. Sam from Tunbridge Old Fire Station would join us from Madrid because he lives over in Miami. And we'd just be saying, what's going on in your business, in your sector? Daniel from Castlewood Hotels would be on that. And it was literally a chance for us, for you as a business owner, not to feel so alone, to share a bit of info. It was pretty blooming stressful, the whole lockdown, hasn't it? It's been nonsense for businesses, hasn't it? And the way that everyone's had to adapt to survive has been really trying. So the volunteer catch-up meetings was for me to translate and to keep you up to date of what we were telling government and what we were saying next Treasury, and vice versa for you to say, right, you've got to tell the Chancellor about this and that and the other. So it was kind of keeping those channels of communication open. And what that's meant is, as well, we've got almost a little bubbling pot of intelligence and knowledge and potential volunteers who'll step up into that whole fray.
Absolutely.
Like Jim,
It's all that sharing of experience that I found so valuable. You know, everybody talking about their own industry sector and what was happening in that, but then we all came together to experience the same things with something. So the whole thing I found incredibly useful, very inspiring, helped to build up the knowledge base of what was going on and get an overview of the economic situation in Kent especially. So fantastic. Alison, we're kind of fast running out of time, and I could talk to you all day, but unfortunately
likewise,
we can't do that.
Likewise.
Yeah.
We're a pair of chatterboxes, I think.
So you're leaving us fairly shortly. When do you actually go? End of April?
I've got to pack up and send back all my IT equipment and stuff pretty soon. So as of the 20th, that's it, next Tuesday? Yes, I'll not me anymore. I'll be on LinkedIn and I'll be keeping an eye on you, Paul, and making sure you carry on with your brilliant work.
Oh, absolutely. So, and we're definitely going to have you back on the show in your new role. Because you are, I hope you don't mind me saying that you're moving on to a fairly similar type of role with another trade organisation, the Electrical Contractors Association. And I'm always in need of an I'm always in need of an electrician. So when I need one urgently, I'll get you on the show and you can.
Well, it'll be that, an electrician and electric cars, all that jazz. I'll be covering the London area, but I'm sure a lot of my contacts will blur and will merge because it's still kind of in the medium, small business sector, but a bit more sector specific around engineering and electrical contractors. So those big projects like the Lower Thames Crossing or the London Resort, I'm sure that there'll still be sort of crossover in that as well. So absolutely, yes, we will keep in touch.
Cool.
Gone, not forgotten.
Alison, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We're going to miss you dreadfully. Alison Palmer, the inspiration, the creative force, the driving force behind FSB Kent and Medway. We wish you every success in the future. And thank you so much for everything you've done for us, the business community in Kent and Medway.
Oh, thank you, Paul. It's an absolute pleasure.
See you soon.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Lough Associates Group can help you with your employment law, HR, health and well-being and mediation needs. People are our business. It's what we do every day. Find us online at loughassociates.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
Welcome back. That was the fantastic, the brilliant, the amazing Alison Palmer.
Oh.
And she's leaving us.
I know. How can you leave us, Alison?
I know. It's not fair.
No, I don't think it's right. I think there's no, can't happen. Sorry, no, we're not letting you go. Mm-hmm. You have to stay.
We've achieved so much over the last 7 years for the local business community, and we really do appreciate everything she's done. And we wish her much, much success in her new role for the Electrical Contractors Association. And I'm sure she'll be back on the show in that role later on in the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I had the pleasure of working with her, I would like to say last year, but it wasn't, nobody worked with anybody last year. The year before,
when nobody did any work.
Nobody did anything last year. when they set up the first apprenticeship graduation ceremony, which we did at Canterbury Cathedral in 2019.
Rochester Cathedral.
Yeah, did I say Canterbury? Sorry, Rochester Cathedral. But no, it was brilliant working with Alison. She will be sorely missed. We have got a tweet from Tracy Ferguson saying, fabulous to hear again all about the wonderful volunteers supporting in the background of Alison, and also the work to be champion women in business by Deborah Turner, Zoe Cairns and Gemma Fairclough-Haynes.
Yep, and also the other Kent area leader, Tracy Westall.
Tracy Westall as well now, yes. So.
Fantastic, thank you for that. Now, you've got to go shortly.
I have to go, yes.
So have you got an email that you need to leave with us?
Yeah, I can do this last. It's a really long one.
Well, go for
Why
it
did
then.
You give me all the long ones? You know,
because you saved it to last.
But it was at the bottom of the pile. Maidstone Borough Council is calling on businesses that have not been... that may have been unsuccessful previously in applying for a business grant or not felt they qualify to try again, this time as a new hardship category has been introduced. The deadline for Maidstone businesses to apply for the additional restriction grant ARG has also been extended until Friday the 30th of April. The grant supports businesses that are not covered by the grant schemes or where additional funding is needed. Stephen McGinn's Mid-Kent Service Director at Maidstone Borough Council said the new category is aimed at those businesses that have been able to remain open but have been adversely affected by the reduced footfall in our town centre and other retail destinations across the borough. As it is likely that this will be the last round of funding under the scheme, we really want every business that has not yet qualified for other grants to give it a try. We have £1.3 million remaining of the discretionary government grant and would love to see every Maidstone business that needs it receiving the money. If you're a Maidstone business that has suffered financial loss and not been able to claim other grants, then we urge you to apply. It is a simple online application. Businesses that qualified for a grant between 5th January to 16th February and continue to meet the criteria for the scheme will automatically be awarded a further grant with no need for a further application. Applications for this round of funding, which covers the period from the 17th of February, must be received no later than the 30th of April. The grant's full eligibility criteria and online application form is available on the Maidstone Borough Council website. So if you go to Maidstone Borough Council and then go to additional restrictions grant, there's lots of things, but if you look it up on the Maidstone website, you'll find that. So yeah, definitely, you know, they've got 1.3 million to still give away, so yeah, if you need the help, definitely go for it.
Cool.
So on that note, I'm going to sign out with you guys because I have to do the school run and run to Betherston to get our daughter. So I'll leave you and doing the FSB news.
Yeah. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you for joining us. And it's been a pleasure to have you here. And you've been a massive help and made me feel not lonely.
I know. Well, we couldn't have you feeling lonely for any longer. So cool. I had a bit of spare time on my hand. Thought I'd come along, give you a hand.
Yeah. Lovely. Good to hear from you. Thank you so much for that. Stay safe for picking up, Lucy.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you soon. It's that time again when we bring you the FSB News Roundup.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. Offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
Right, there's a number of events taking place over the coming weeks. I'm going to give you all the events, and then at the end I'll give you a link where you can find out more details and book your places should you wish to on any of these events. They're not in particular date order, although I will try. There's an FSB Question Time event. How is Brexit impacting your business? That's taking place this Thursday, the 22nd of April, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. All of these are online, by the way. This national webinar will examine the key issues affecting all businesses and consumers now that we're 100 days after the transition, and will consider the government support needed to ease the burden on those who do business overseas. There is how to build an authentic brand that people want to follow. That's taking place next Tuesday, 27th of April, 1 to 2pm. A webinar for those businesses who know that they're not for everyone and would like to have a core group of loyal customers. Nikki Shield from Designs Like These will talk about the importance of building a brand and explore the value a brand can bring to you, your team and your customer relationships. And Nikki will provide lots of case study examples. There's Tuesday the 4th of May, 10:30 a.m. until noon, Scaling Up Your Business, A Model for the Future. This seminar will take you through some simple, interactive steps to help you to establish a model that will allow you to substantially grow your business as we bounce back from COVID-19. It's hosted by Tracy Westall, who's the FSB Kent Area Lead, and it's delivered by Tim Shepherd and Philip Pilgrim from Smart Support. That's Tuesday the 4th of May, 10:30 a.m., Scaling Up Your Business. We have this Friday, the 23rd of April, Kent Women in Enterprise Virtual Networking. Join us for this Women in Enterprise brunch and have the opportunity to promote your business and link up with fellow entrepreneurs in our interactive and engaging breakout rooms. Promote your business and meet fellow entrepreneurs in breakout rooms. It's hosted by Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings, and the keynote speaker is the lovely Lisa Settle of Telcare Limited. And I have to tell you that there are very few tickets left for that, and And if you do want one of the last remaining tickets, you have to book it by tomorrow, manana, Wednesday the 21st of April. So if you do want to go to that Women in Enterprise Networking on Friday, only a couple of tickets left, and you must book them by tomorrow. Also on Tuesday the 4th of May, 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m, how to find and win more tenders. This session offers an ideal hands-on introduction and insight to those new to the world of tendering, as well as those who need a steer in the right direction. That's Tuesday the 4th of May, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday the 12th of May, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, is Kent Membership Matters. Find out what FSB Kent and Medway are doing locally and understand the benefits of FSB membership to ensure that you're getting all the help you can when you need it most. That's Wednesday the 12th of May. And then Wednesday the 26th of May, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m, Peter Searle is hosting this free FSB Connect Online networking event in association with Metro Bank. These Maidstone events are relaxed networking with like-minded business owners. Everyone is welcome. The guest speaker this time is Stephanie Unthank, who is the Director of Infinity Wellness. Now then, all of those events you can find in one place, and there is expanded details there, plus links to book your place on any or all of those events. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB, you will find all of those events there. And that link is regularly updated with all the new events as they come in. There's also some other links to some other news and other important things about the FSB, both locally, regionally and nationally. So keep that link in your bookmarks. But kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB is the place to go to book your place on any of those aforementioned events. I mention this every week, but I'm going to keep mentioning it until you've all done it. There's now an FSB app, and with the new FSB app, we're on your side wherever you may be. Manage your membership on your mobile, access your benefits, and find out what's happening near you. It's never been easier to make the most of the FSB. Simply click on the Apple App Store button if you're an iPhone user, or the Google Play Store button if you have an Android phone. So that's the FSB app to help you find all of these things that we've been talking about and to get the most out of your membership of the Federation of Small Business. And that's this week's Federation of Small Business Roundup completed. I've got a couple of other things to tell you about. I've had a tweet from IFF Kitchen, and they say, well, hello, Vanilla Web on Business Bunker Radio. We really hope you're enjoying your IFF meals and are feeling bouncy and full of beans. And that's from the IFF Kitchen team in Kent. You can follow them on the Twitter, IFF Kitchen. Now, let me tell you what this is. These are healthy meals that they cook in their kitchens, and they've got the carb, calorie, fat content all listed on them. Very healthy meals. And they deliver them once or twice a week, and you keep them in the fridge and you microwave them. And I've just had my first weekly delivery on this Sunday, and I've had a couple of the meals. And I have to say, yesterday I had the burrito bowl. Wow. Wow, I absolutely fell in love with it. And there was a whole range of other stuff. I've had chicken and rosemary meal the day before. So lovely, lovely stuff. Highly recommend it. Check it out. IFF Kitchen. Have a look at it. Fantastic stuff. I also have this that came in, and I'm going to have to paraphrase this because it's quite long. So do bear with me if I stumble around this a little bit. It's a free webinar for startups, and it's being run by McBride's, the Chartered Accountants. And they're saying many startups were born out of redundancy or time on furlough, providing a space for people to turn their dreams into a reality. And I couldn't believe this statistic. They, who launched her own law firm back in 2017, turned her dream into a fully fledged reality. And she is going to be sharing her story with Andy Carey. And Andy is the partner at McBride's. And they're going to have a 45-minute webinar on Wednesday, the 28th of April, in which they share hints, tips, stories, and profiles of people that have started their own business to help you launch your business. If you want to go to this free webinar, the address is attendee.com attendee.gotowebinar.com/register. That's attendee.gotowebinar.com/register. Or you can follow, I need to get this right, you can follow McBride's, and I believe their Twitter handle is McBride's LLP. Let me just check that on my Twitter feed. McBride's, it is indeed McBride's, McBride's LLP. McBride's LLP. Follow them on the Twitter, find a link for that startup free webinar on Wednesday the 28th of April at 1 p.m. So do check that out. We're fast approaching the end of the show, and I've got
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Sorry about that, I just leaned on my button. You don't want to do that. We're fast approaching the end of the show, and I've got quite a few things that I still need to share with you, so I'm going to try and rush through them. Sorry about that. Here's an update on the Southeast Construction Expo. The expo will be live at the South of England Event Centre on the 21st of October this year. But because we have the technology, we're also going to be doing live streaming at this event. If you're a visitor, you'll have fantastic networking opportunities both live at the expo or by visiting our virtual networking rooms. This is where you can connect to both virtual and live attendees. The speaker sessions will be streamed live. If you're attending or virtually attending and miss any of the speakers, there will be live recordings available after the event. The Southeast Construction Expo is where you find out about major projects and investment opportunities, hear from industry-focused speakers sharing high-value content, free meet the buyer with top UK construction companies, live demos of great new innovative products, how to profit from the many new ways of modern construction, meet thousands of construction businesses. If you want to find out more, you can go to their website, which is constructionexpouk.co.uk. That's constructionexpouk.co.uk. That's the South of England Construction Expo taking place on the 21st of October 2021. I think that's all I've got time to read about. Oh, I need to tell you this. If you are in Gravesham or Medway Council areas, they will be making payments automatically to eligible businesses that had previously received grants. There is no need to complete an application form. So if you got a grant and you were based in Medway or Gravesham before, you will automatically receive the new grants without you having to do anything. Ring up, fill out a form, or go online. It will automatically come to you. So just sit there and wait for it to come in. Fantastic stuff. I want to say a huge thank you to the lovely Amanda Flanders for supporting me this week. To our two guests, Hannah Gray, Mayor of Bromley, and the absolutely lovely Alison Palmer, now former Development Manager at the Federation of Small Business Kent. We'll be back with another show next week. See you all soon. Stay safe. Take care.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.